This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, who remains constant in a changing and confusing world, we thank you for the people you have brought together in this community and for the love and support we give each other. Thank you for the inner peace, security, and faith that we feel throughout our journey. Help us to carry this with us always. We pray in faith. Amen. Please be seated. Good morning. If you are visiting, today at St. Joseph's is Loyalty Sunday, where we complete our reflection and ask for those who have not yet done so to make their financial commitment to St. Joseph's for the next calendar year. It is also this weekend at St. Joseph's our celebration of Pilgrimage Weekend, as last night we celebrated those who completed the adult pilgrimage this past summer to Iona and Lindisfarne. Loyalty and pilgrimage. How do we bring those together? Well, I thought that this slide perhaps captured it well. The theme for our loyalty campaign this year was Foundations of Faith. And as you gaze upon this rather humorous photo, the question we need to ask is, how firm is your foundation? This foundation, this spiritual home that we have, it is founded on the love of Jesus. It is founded on the most important thing for us. And the whole idea of having a spiritual home is the same idea of pilgrimage, that it is intended to help us to be aware of the presence and action and love of God in our lives, and to therefore be able to help each other to see that. Those of you who are pledging members on our mailing list received my letter this past week, and I referred to someone in that letter who we used to know as Amy Erickson. And Amy was the first person that I was blessed to baptize here at St. Joseph's, my first Easter Sunday. Amy came to this church. She had no church background. She came to us through the Girl Scouts. And one of her friends invited her to come to her church. And she came to youth group the first time, and she wrote this. I remember walking into the gym for youth group for the first time and meeting the most amazing person I've ever known, whom I admire more than anyone, the youth minister at that time, Dee Zladek. She was there with open arms and a huge smile on her face. She was genuinely happy that I was there. I just remember the warm feelings of goodness that came flowing from her. I'd never been to any youth group or church before, and she made me feel so comfortable. Dee's amazing enthusiasm and friendliness was a huge reason why I continued to come back. Those words are from Amy's senior sermon that she delivered, Where I Am Standing. She graduated. She participated in Canoga. She was a participant in our first ever Celtic pilgrimage for our youth, and she continued to live out her life of faith, eventually moving to Brooklyn, New York, and getting married. We look at this next slide. What you are looking at are stones from the pinnacle of the temple in Jerusalem. Those of you who 3 years ago went with us on that pilgrimage will recall those huge stones, which are the very stones that those disciples of Jesus are referring to in the gospel today. amazed by their size, and they just couldn't earthly or heavenly imagine that that would ever be destroyed. And of course, a little more than 30 years after those words in the year 70 AD, that whole temple is destroyed. And there is the pinnacle stones of that original temple, the same stones they tried to throw Jesus off of in that other gospel story. Jesus talks about birth pangs today. He talks about not stone being left upon stone, but he doesn't talk about death. He talks about birth. He is trying to get us to see that in the proper environment of our lives, when we are helping each other on that pilgrimage journey, we enable one another to see the action of God at work. And what Jesus is talking about today is just because a physical building will be destroyed, the temple of God will continue to flourish. Not death pangs, but birth pangs. Like those birth pangs that Hannah had in the reading today. She thought that her life was all going wrong, and yet God was up to something. And literally, she gets those birth pangs, and she is given birth to that great prophet Samuel, whom we celebrate. Foundation of faith. If we go to this next slide. What you are looking at right here is one of what are called the border abbeys on the border between Scotland and England. Kelso, Dryburgh, Melrose, and this one is Jedburgh. And as you see, they were built hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago, this one by David I. But the whole idea that I want to point out here, if we stop the slide there, the foundation was a very firm one. It's a Romanesque style of architecture. But as they decided through the ages to build higher and higher to express the grandeur of God, they couldn't keep that same heavy style because the weight of those stones would make the whole structure collapse. And so with the ingenuity of future generations, they came up with the Gothic style, a lighter, airier style that enabled them to build up higher and higher. If we continue to scroll through, as you can see, some of the views of that particular mix of architectural styles that enabled Jedburgh Abbey to rise to its greatness. Think about the foundation that has been given to us and the ability God now enables us to build that next level of not just a physical structure, but a temple of ministry that exists in this faith community. It is so important that we continue to do that. Amy experienced that, and it made a huge difference in her life. It is a hard thing for us sometimes to see that what seemingly is a destruction of something in our lives that we hold dear, yet it is actually God enabling us to move to a more significant and increased spiritual commitment and awareness of God in our journey. And it is important that we are that one for another. In our pilgrimage celebration, I told the story last night of the way our pilgrimage started, and it didn't seem at all like a birth pang with being stuck in Newark Airport for about 12 hours and flight delay after flight delay and finally canceled flight and told that we couldn't get out of the country for another week, and to the point of me calling the insurance company to see what it would take to get our money back if I canceled the pilgrimage. Saints emerged. God enabled us to find a flight with the help of an angel saint at United Airlines to at least get us to London. London, if you don't know your geography, is in southern England. We were trying to get to Edinburgh in northern Scotland. We had no earthly idea how we were going to get from London to Edinburgh when we got on that plane. But with the help of some of our angel friends that other pilgrims know, Karen McCormick and Ian Morrison, our friends over there, they figured out how we could get a subway to a train and a train to Edinburgh. And oddly enough, the only tickets left on that last train, nonstop, speedy train to Edinburgh, was first class. That train trip was not supposed to be even a part of our pilgrimage. And yet, when we finished that pilgrimage experience and I asked the 12 pilgrims, tell me some of your favorite experiences on your pilgrimage, guess what they tell me was their favorite thing? The train ride that wasn't even a part of the months of planning that I put into the whole pilgrimage experience. There are times when we finally get to the point, like Hannah did, like Amy mentioned in her sermon, like we all do, that finally we have to say, God, this does not seem to be going right. Help me. And with the support of a faith community, a lot of times we end up seeing what God is up to, and it makes a huge difference. When Amy was completing her senior sermon that particular year, she wrote this: "We cannot stay forever within the walls of St. Joseph's. We're called to show this love and unity which we've experienced and share it. I'm a living example of this. Just as I saw God so clearly in Dee that first day of youth group, I pray that I may someday have the grace to influence someone else in the same way." And she is. Next slide. Here she is with her husband Matt and her 15-month-old son Theodore. They live in Brooklyn, and influencing someone else that was her desire after experiencing it. She works as an occupational therapist in a preschool for children with developmental disabilities. Her spiritual journey began because of this spiritual home. How many stories are there of young and old people alike, both inside and outside of this church community, who, because of the foundation of faith that we inherited and that we have chosen through our commitment to this place to continue to hand on, how many more stories on to this cathedral of faith would God have us have the ability to build? It is with that, if you haven't already, I ask you to pray and consider your commitment as we build upon this foundation of faith in this place. When we concluded our own pilgrimage experience this past year, we had pilgrims who were dealing with the loss of loved ones, the loss of husbands, many personal tragedies and difficulties in their life. And through the pilgrimage experience, God held them and us up. I conclude the sermon with the collect I wrote to conclude our pilgrimage experience with these words: God of the scaffolds, who heals and sustains, you've enabled us to deal with our burdens and pains. Just as the first 12 came to follow and learn, you've given to these 12 18 days to discern. Though our hearts can be broken as we live through life's seasons, in many ways you have spoken that each heart has reasons that reason does not know, but you call us to go deeper and deeper to find our own peace of mind. And your scaffolding embrace keeps us in place till at last we look back with mended fissures and cracks, and know again we'll be whole with you in control. So God of the scaffolds, reinforce each of us as we search for your presence. Help us to trust, to know you support us when all seems to go wrong. Reinforce you will hold us till again we are strong. Reinforce the thin places that enable us to your presence awake. And with each of our lives, a new cathedral make. Amen.